Success Systems presents an opportunity to change your life, starring you and your dreams. What do you want from life? Nothing is impossible. You have the power of choice because the doc day is in to write a prescription to cure what ails you. And now, here he is to make a house call for you, Raphael the Doctor Love.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Dr. Love Show. My name is Raphael Love, aka The Doctor. Today's conversation is basically about the subject of appreciate your teachers. Today's conversation, we're going to kind of get into the brass tacks of the lessons that we learn, where they come from, and how we can maximize the educational process that we go through every single day. First, let's talk about where our lessons come from. There are so many people in the world that we cross paths with every single day. You know, the person who, if you go to a restaurant, the person who waits on you in the restaurant, the people sitting around you in that restaurant, your family, your friends, things you see on television, things you read about on the internet or on the newspaper, for those people who actually look at a newspaper nowadays. There's a lot of information that is going back and forth, both seen and unseen. What I mean by that is there's the stuff that you actually see when you're engaging with people directly. Your focus is directly on that person, and you're interacting and you have conversation. You have, you know, where you're looking in somebody's eyes or they're not looking in your eyes and you're in the back of your head, you got all these things going on. Are they really paying attention to me? Or I really wish they would shut up because I have stuff I want to say. Or, wow, she is so beautiful. Oh, my goodness. And she's talking to me? Well, that doesn't happen to you, does it? Or in the reverse to be true if you're a female as well. But the thing is that in those interactions, there are little things that you may not notice that are actually taking place. You've heard the phrase that you only get one chance to make a first impression. Well, I kind of disagree with that just a little bit, because if you develop a habit over time, every time you deal with a person, that's where they really make their mind up of whether or not they're going to deal with you or you're going to deal with them. Because you can have an off day and meet a person that you wind up becoming really good friends with and you know them for your whole life. But it is the habit and pattern that you build over time that develops that relationship. There's also situations where you meet somebody in a romantic scenario and it's love at first sight. And 6 months down the road, you can't stand the ground that these people walk on because of the habits that they set up. Because when you first meet somebody, they have this thing about them, especially when you're attracted to them. They have this thing about them where you are entranced by all the possibilities and you get caught up in the moment. And then something happens. They rip that suit off and they're this wildebeest, both male and female, that you really just don't want to be near, or they're psychotic or something. But the thing is you have the ability to go that route or not. Okay, so now that I've said that, let's talk about where the lessons come from in all those exchanges. Every one of those scenarios, you have something that you like that a person does, and you have something that you don't like that a person does or doesn't do. The lesson is, if you want to take those situations that you like that person does and make them part of what you do, that's a win for you. And the more that a person gives you those wins, the more you're connected to them, the more you want to be involved with them. In other words, if they make you feel good, guess where you're going to spend your time? With them. If they don't make you feel good, or if they don't give you that feeling of connection and wanting to be where they are, guess where you're going to be? You're going to be somewhere else. Which those lessons that you learn on pros and cons, and I mean, the teachers that you have, they're teaching you how to do something or how not to do something. For example, if somebody is a very bad financial manager, are you going to take advice from that individual? Oh, hell no. But if that person is very well rounded in what they do financially, of course, you're going to listen to their advice. You may not take it, you may not follow it, but at least you're going to hear it with an open mind. The thing is that in all these scenarios that I share through the podcast, you have opportunities to take little bits and pieces, little nuggets of all these wonderful ideas that I share and implement them or not. I really want for you to have the opportunity to take this information and use it as little seeds and plant it. Maybe it doesn't do anything right now because of your circumstance or situation. You haven't had the combination of seeds, water, fertilizer, sun for these thoughts and ideas to grow. But over time, as you become more exposed to them, as you really begin to invest in yourself, to begin to discover what's possible for you, all these things that you've been taking in, little bits and pieces at a time, will start to work together and create momentum in your life and create change in your life. The goal for you is whatever it is you determine it to be. So, having said everything that's gone on in this episode, I'll ask you the question of the day. Who are the teachers that you're spending time with, and what are they teaching you? Give that some thought when you sit down and have that conversation with that individual that you really don't like, or that person that you really are infatuated by, because there's something about them that makes you feel that way. Start to identify those things and start to determine, is that something that you want more of, or is that something that you want less? Because those are the indicators of the life that you want to have and where you want to wind up. I'm hoping that you are successful in everything that you do, and I hope today is the day that you make a change and help impact the lives of yourself and those around you. That's all for this episode. Look forward to talking to you in the next episode of the Dr. Love Show.
Thanks for listening to the Dr. Love Show. And if you would like more of the doctor, you can find him in iTunes. And now at thedrloveshow.com. Be sure to provide feedback and let him know what you want to hear more about. He does this show for you. So if you like it, text a friend. And if you don't, let him know so he can fix it up. Here's to achieving all your dreams. The doctor is out.